Every praise is to our God, every word of worship, one accord. Every praise is to our God. Every praise to our God, every word of worship, one accord. Every praise.
Oh. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. You are worthy.
As we are.
Try to learn something that's going to help us here today.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. I've been back and forth all week long about what in the world am I going to talk about this week, and then the busyness of life. And I was praying this morning about it, and the words just came to me. You know, Lord, just be the structure of my life. Be the structure.
Yes.
Amen.
Because if the structure is not sound and the structure is not stable, it's going to fall. It's
Amen.
Going to collapse. Everything
it's true.
Amen. Connected to it's not going to survive.
Amen.
So, he's been dealing with me this year about the fruit and bearing fruit. And we go through, you know, so many different seasons, and there's some seasons that fruit is very evident on our face, on our countenance, and then there's some seasons it's not there like it was before, and there's cares of life that snatches that away. There's things that we go through in our personal lives.
That's right.
There's health problems. There's situations with people that cause us to get to that place and cause us to become cynical and carry ourselves maybe in a way that the Lord doesn't like, doesn't want us to get there. So today I just want to deal with that. Be the structure of my life, Lord. So the text that I want to go to is John 15, verses 4 through 6. And I have to say, I want to give Arliss and Kitty our honor here today.
Amen.
I appreciate them for giving me the opportunity while he's away to do this.
Amen.
Like I said, I don't want to be the one standing here doing this. And some of the time I won't be, and that gives me some relief. Because it's easy
Bless
when you're just one-on-one with somebody, just talking about the word and sharing, but when you're standing up here, it's a whole different.
Yeah.
So that was John 15, verses 4 through 6.
What now?
John 15.
15.
And it's verse 4 through 6 that we're going to talk about here first. Everybody got it?
Amen.
Got it.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Jesus' words. It's all in red. And he says, verse 4, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit.
Yes.
For without me, you can do nothing. If a man abides not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they're burned.
Help us, Jesus.
That little last part right there says a whole lot, that last sentence. So our life, it depends on bearing the fruit of the Lord. To speak to somebody that's of a worldly perspective, they're not going to have that perspective. You know, have as much fun here as you can. You only live once. That's not true. There's eternal life, and you're going to spend it somewhere. It's
Amen.
Going to be in one place or the other, and both are real.
Amen.
Where there's no fruit, there's no unlocking of the promises of God also. This doesn't just apply to promises that we can glean. It also is going to apply to the promises that's going to spill over to others through the fruit that we bear.
Yes.
The next section of Scripture is John 15, 6 through 7, if you just want to make a note of that. You don't have to turn there if you don't have time. If a man abides not in me, I've got my verses wrong here. Let me get over here where I'm supposed to be.
Bless her.
That's where I just was, so I'm basically repeating myself. So in this passage of Scripture, he is repeating himself, and that's why I took that note down. So if we move on to verse 6, if a man abides not in me, he's cast forth as a branch and as withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. But if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. So that's the promises that I'm talking about unlocking when we decide, I want the Lord's fruit to be bared in me. So to truly bear fruit is to wake up each day saying, I know that I am not and that I have not been perfect, Lord, but will you lead me today?
Amen.
Will you direct my path today? Will you help me to be as you are and to mold my character into your character? And that's when the true miracles begin to flow, when your life is surrendered to him.
Yes.
When we enter into that daily walk with him, when we wake each day with the knowledge that we can be or do nothing outside of him that has any depth or any true meaning, that's where the miracle spaces. That's where it happens.
Yes.
We have to have the source. We can't expect to be outside of the source, which is Him, and to see the things come to pass that we so desperately need, whether we are aware of those things we need or unaware of them. But the good news is that Jesus, the true vine, is available to all who call on Him.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
We are His creation, and His love for us is not contingent on any status that we have in this world or in the kingdom of God. His fruit, however, is proof that we are becoming more like Him and proof that we are yielding to what He desires.
Yes.
Matthew 11:28. Flip over there real quick. That verse says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
Thank you, Jesus.
All. That means any, every, the whole.
Yes.
The entire thing. Heavy laden means to be loaded up. So when we are loaded up with everything that this world piles on us, day after day after day after day after day, He wants you to come to Him. He
yes.
wants you to cast that on Him. And He's going to give you rest from it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
The process begins when we say, "Jesus, I'm here and I need you."
Yes.
And it does not end until we take our last breath here. If we're still breathing, we still have time to change course
yes.
for the better.
Yes.
To follow His will, which is for us to abide in Him, to stay in Him.
Thank you, Jesus.
To say, "Lord, take me, use me for your will and for your glory." When we begin on this course and fight to stay on this course, because it's going to be a fight, I can promise you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
His name is going to be made great in all of this earth. All of His creation is going to make His name great. When
yes,
He
yes.
is lifted up, lives are made whole, and humans are saved from the forever burning fire of hell.
Yes.
That is real. And we are those hands and feet. And when we bear that fruit, that's what's going to come out of bearing that fruit.
Yes.
There's going to be others come to Him and say, I want this. I want what they have. There might be a rough start. There might be things that have played out in our lives that don't line up with what God is pleased with or what He wants. But the beginning is not what matters. It's how we finish.
Amen.
It's how we finish.
True.
When our life is structured in Him, there's going to be a certain evidence to that structure.
Yes.
And this evidence doesn't have anything to do with riches or fame or status or popularity or career or anything that we
mm-hmm.
can desire in the flesh.
Amen.
Yes.
I've been thinking a lot, like I said, about the fruit that we bear when we stay in Him, when we abide in Him. And you can see it on those who have it. You can see it on their countenance. There's been many reasons and many seasons in my walk with God that fruit's not always been there, like I said before.
Amen.
I'm ashamed of that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to allow my shame of that to be held back from being attached to the true vine,
Amen.
Which is Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Things are going to come along as distractions to us. When we live long enough, they're absolutely going to come. I promise. And when we live long enough for the Lord, they're going to be sent right to our door.
Yes.
The daily deposits that we're going to allow or disallow in us are going to have a mental and an emotional effect on us. It's going to determine how well we bear that fruit. And we're not going to bear it alone. It's all in staying connected to that vine. When we stay connected through prayer and through the reading of His Word, we remember who He is, or we learn who He is. We
Amen.
Learn more about Him. Through the songs of worship and praise, from studying and understanding who He truly is. He wants us to know who He really is.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And I came across this example that I was thinking on this morning about King Solomon in the Old Testament. He was raised by his father and all of their many servants, King David, who did know the Lord, who had real relationship with the Lord.
Yes.
He knew and loved the Lord so much that he was called by God, a man after God's own heart. He wasn't perfect, but when he did veer off that path, he recognized he could not stay in that state of broken fellowship
Amen.
With the Lord. Before he died, he charged Solomon, his son, to walk with the Lord with his entire heart, his entire soul.
Yeah.
It's all about that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm certain that if this relationship had been cultivated more in Solomon's life, instead of just going through the formalities
yes.
and the motions,
yeah.
that he would have obeyed what the Lord wanted. He was blessed. He was the greatest king that ever was.
Mm-hmm.
And he was blessed because he wanted to rightly judge the people when the Lord asked him what he wanted.
Yeah.
But even at that time, he was in not complete fellowship with the Lord. It was more acts of obedience instead of that real relationship. And, you know, if he had been in that deep, true relationship that the Lord wants, he may not have taken pagan wives from strange lands that resulted in the kingdom of Israel allowing human sacrifice to pagan dead gods.
Help us, Jesus.
His love for the things of the flesh brought this about in his life. The formalities, they're not going to save us. The going through the motions are not going to get us connected.
Amen.
Daily relationship is going to take us to the place
yes.
where he wants us. It can be inundating. We go through a lot of things. I say it all the time. Life is a rat race. It's set up on purpose like that.
Yeah.
To keep us in that wheel, running and running and running. But if we can just put it in our minds, don't think about a week from now, 2 weeks from now, dealing with your relationship with the Lord. Think about baby steps. All I'm going to think about is tomorrow and the way I'm going to get up, and I'm going to serve the Lord tomorrow and take it one day at a time. Just
yes.
like Paul said, we die daily. It's
yes.
a daily thing. It's a daily
yes.
walk. We can't be so focused on 2 years from now where the Lord's taking us that we forget, I just have to get through tomorrow serving
yeah.
the Lord and going forward. And then we come to that fruit. What does the Bible say about the fruit that we're going to bear? That's listed in Galatians 5 and 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering. That's a hard one. That's a hard one.
Yeah, that
They're
one
all
is, yeah.
hard at times, but long-suffering is definitely a hard one. Gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. A life structured in him isn't bleak. It isn't gloomy. It isn't riddled with the worries of this world that are plenteous, that are going to come every day, every week, every month, every year. In him, that's where we find our true rest, the only real peace.
Amen.
We have an understanding that all things move and have life because of him only. And my prayer for us always is just help us pray fruit, Lord, and I think we're pretty good at that. I really do. Us as a people, we're pretty awesome at that. At loving on people, at trying to help people,
yeah.
and it's not for any type of pursuit
no.
that would be for manly pursuit. It's all for God's pursuit, and I appreciate each and every one of you that you go forward towards that
Amen.
In your life. Galatians 6 and 8 says, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. We want that life everlasting.
Yes.
With the Lord. But we just don't want it for us. We want it for everyone.
Amen.
Yes.
And I know I've not been long before you today, but this is just kind of the beginning. I know Stacy and Jimmy understand.
Yeah.
Yes.
One day at a time, sis.
Yes, that's exactly right.
It's good strength,
but if we could all stand today, I want us to pray. And I want us just to find a place with God here where we can connect with Him. If you want to do that sitting at your seat or kneeled at your seat or standing up here, you can do it. But I want us to pray together. I want us to seek God together.
Yes.
Amen.
Jesus, thank you so much. We love you, Lord, in this place. We love you, and we're a people, oh God, that desire to serve you and desire to please you and desire to go forward in your truth, in your whole truth, oh God. And I thank you, oh Lord, that you open your word to us and that you help us and that you lead us and you guide us, oh God. I'm asking, Jesus, that you would just touch our hearts, touch our minds in this place, oh God, and let the fruit that we bear be great. Hallelujah. I'm asking, oh God, that you would help us each and every day to have a determination, to have a drive towards you, oh God. Help us to have the zeal, oh Lord, that you desire for us to have and cause lives to be touched. Hallelujah. Because of your touch, there's no power in us, oh God. It's all in you. Hallelujah. And anything within us, oh God, any fleshly pursuit within us, oh God, I'm asking that you would cut it out. I'm asking that you would help us, oh Lord Jesus, to be rooted and grounded in you and to be truly connected to you, the true vine, Jesus. We give you the praise and the honor and the glory and the worship, oh God, for what you've done and for what you're going to do. Hallelujah. We give you thanks, oh God, for your faithfulness. Hallelujah. For you speaking songs of deliverance over us. Hallelujah. For you, O God, singing songs of comfort to us and lending us your peace, O God, and helping us, Lord, to lay down all of the burdens we have to you, God, and we're trusting you today, and we give you the praise, Jesus, for your goodness and for what you've done. Hallelujah. We give you the praise. Jimmy and Stacy, if you want to play something,
I'm standing on the promises of God.
You would touch each family,
yes,
each family member, each person connected
Jesus,
to anyone here
Jesus,
today, oh God.
Jesus,
and I'm asking that you would bless abundantly,
thank you,
according
Jesus.
To your riches and glory, oh
thank
God,
you,
spiritually
Jesus.
First, and after that, everything else,
yes,
oh God. I'm asking
yes,
that you would give provision where it's needed, oh God, and I'm
yes,
asking, Lord, that you would cause walls to come down
thank
where they need
you,
to come down.
Thank you, Lord.
Anything, Lord, that
thank
you
Jesus.
Need. To do in our lives, Lord. You are free to do it. And Jesus, until we meet next time, I'm
yes.
asking God for safety and protection
yes,
and for a hedge to be built around us, oh Lord, that
thank you,
nothing
Lord.
Can get through it, nothing can penetrate
thank
it.
You, Jesus.
And I'm asking, Lord, that you would just have your way fully
thank
and completely
you,
in our lives, in our homes,
thank
and
you,
in everything connected to us. And we will give you the praise
thank
and the
you,
honor
Jesus.
And the glory. Mighty Lord,
Jesus.
We love you, Jesus, in this place.
Hallelujah.